Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Well, everyone, I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and I am so excited. We are live. It is the weekend. Yeah, the weekend, and we are so excited because we have an amazing show prepared for you today. We have a very interesting guest, as always, right? How can I disappoint my listeners? And I am so excited to bring you and we have visited New York a couple of times. We had shows there. We have interviewed a couple of people there. And I'm so excited that we have somebody that is all about helping and all about integrating and helping people in the art. And but before I bring him on, I just want to take a couple of minutes of your precious time, everyone. And the reason I do that is because I want to thank you. Thank you and applaud you, because without your contribution, without your comments, following on Instagram, on Facebook, this show could not be possible. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much. I would like to also extend thanks to our sponsor. Thank you so much, naturenova.ca. Sponsoring the show and also for being part of this for the last 3 years, which we have been in the era, for being a huge sponsor. So thank you. And have another sponsor, Natasha Bridgman, which is a consultant. If you are looking for help with your financial life, if you're looking to retire, or if you are looking to get a little bit of extra money for your kids' education, contact Natasha. And last but not least, Woman on Fire is another sponsor. They are having next month, April 11th, an amazing gala. This lady honors the Woman on Fire, honors women that are doing great things in the community, like I'm just trying to think right now. I got a little blank. People that are doing in the community, and women in business, single woman award, which I find that phenomenal, and also women that have gone through abuse and they're turned their life around and they're doing great things for other women. So those are, and there are many others. So thank you so much, Woman on Fire, for sponsoring the show as well. And right after interview, everyone, we will be having also a our musical section. We have a lot of submissions and a lot of people that have submitted their MP3. So if you are interested in being part of the Lizzie T Show, Send us your MP3. We'll love to play your song. We love to devote your music career. We know that it is a bit challenging to have music play in the radio here at the Lizzy T Show. We support you 150% on your craft. We love all genre, gospel, jazz, rap, Latin American music, and the list goes on. We just want to make sure that we stress that we are a family show, and this show is PR rated. So we love to have all the songs sent to us. And the email, before I forget, is show@lizzyt.com. show@lizyt.com. Same thing as our website. You can send us your information through our website, which is thelizzyt.com. On Facebook, The Lizzy T Show. Instagram, Twitter. We are pretty much everywhere. So I think my theme music will be playing in, and I will be bringing my guests in a couple of minutes. That is it. We are back. We are back, everyone. We have with us Frank Wellington James Jr. And he has created this amazing, amazing network. So let me read you a little bit of the bio. The New One International Black Book Theater Entertainment is all about providing platform for new emerging talent, actors, singers, musicians, and dancers to exercise their great talent, also to have an outlet to reach a much more broadened audience from regional stage to the world. The artistic endeavor, our collective goal is to be completely entertained and proudly awakening through inspiring, dramatic, powerful, and emotional charge in the theater and film. They are located in Portland, New York, and they are seeking to celebrate vibrant Harlem and maintain a strong cultural environment, welcoming everyone to embrace. There's too many closed doors. I have to agree with you as an inspiring creator encounter and their journey. However, you have great and anticipated as TARDIS to the door right here for you at the International Black Book Theater Endeavor to foster new emergent artists. So we are talking to, I guess, the creator of this institution, and I love to find out how this all started, what motivated him, and all that good stuff. So let's welcome him with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, friends. Lizzy T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening? I assume, yeah, we are on the same time, I guess, in New York. Are you still there? Hello? I hope we did not get disconnected. Hello? Okay, so what I'll do is I will. Hello?
Okay, you there?
Yes, I am. I can hear you. Wonderful.
Okay.
So how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Beautiful day in New York City.
Beautiful day in New York City. Beautiful, beautiful. So for the world that is listening to us, Frank, and for people that are wondering, you know, who Frank is, what inspired him, what happened, are you an artist yourself? Are you a musician? Are you a poet? Are you a master? What came to you, or how did you have this inspiration to create the new One International Black Book Theater in New York, in Harlem?
I started this about in 1979. My brother and I have been trying to put our plays on for about maybe 2 or 3 years, and we didn't have a venue to put our play. So I decided to build a black box theater in Harlem. And when I built it with no money from the government, just with our private money. And the reason why I built it, because there's so many young, talented black and white artists that's out there that's very young, doesn't have a place to exercise their talent, a place to put on their shows. We do art shows, so I developed that venue for them. And that was my pet project. We had a theater open for at least about 5 to 6 years, and because gentrification came along, we couldn't afford the rent, so we had to close the theater down. So now what we do, we go from city to city, and we look for talent to produce the New Wine International Black Box Theater.
So are you a musician yourself? Are you an actor?
I'm an artist. I'm a playwright, and also I'm an ordained minister.
That is awesome. And I find that every entrepreneur or even every philanthropist, one that is true to themselves, they have that within them to give back. And you're absolutely right. I love the part where you're in your bio where you mentioned that there are too many closed doors, and there's so much talent out there. There's so much people that need that stage, that need that audience, and they can't have it. It's difficult. There is no financial aid. And now, with all this, what you have created, this platform that you have created, how difficult do you find to find funds? Are you now getting assistance from the government, or are you still funding this by yourself?
Well, we're not looking for assistance from the government. We believe in doing it for ourselves. And by doing it for ourselves, we create an atmosphere where people would donate to us because we're not getting money from the government.
Okay, so you still crowdfunding, you still having people allowing you to pursue this, to help in this endeavor, and it's very courageous of you, I have to say, very courageous, because a lot of organizations that they run something like this, and it costs a lot. And what would you say is one of your biggest challenge in order to maintain this? And I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but I'd like you answer that to yourself. What would you say is one of the biggest challenge in running a nonprofit organization like this?
The biggest challenge in running a big project like this is audience, getting people involved to come to the theater. We live in a very rural area, and the area have changed over. And we've been having a lot of problems before, but we've been running for about 5 years. We never had a problem getting an audience. We have a packed house every night that we ran our shows. And the reason why we get a lot of talent from all over the world, and the reason why they come, we don't have money to pay the actors. So what we do, we feed them. And we house them. They're coming from out of town. What we do, we have to stay in the Black Box Theater until the show is over. So we had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time dealing with people all around the world. We had a play that we did, 2 years ago, and we had people came all the way from Texas to be in the show. So we do a lot. I don't think there's nothing impossible that we can't do. And the reason why we're not interested in government funds is because we do plays and we do art that we don't want to be confined to what we can't do. like we do on Stonewall, 50 years anniversary, and I'm doing an art exhibit on Stonewall anniversary. We wrote a movie called I Can't Stop Loving You. It's a very hardcore movie, but it deals with reality of gay bashing. And that's one of our main projects is gay bashing, dealing with gay bashing. And the reason why that's one of my pet projects, because when I was young, in the 60s, there was a young man that went to school with me. Every 3 o'clock in the afternoon when he got out of school, he had to run home because the boys used to chase him. And when he got home, his father was a police officer. And his father used to call him all kinds of names, faggot, you're gay. So he had no outlet to exercise his talent. You know, also, I never forgot one day he came to me, said I was taking a bath, and my father urinated in the water. That touched me. And I said, one day, and I was very young, I'm going to devote my whole time to deal with bigotry and gay bashing and bullying. So that's where the theater is at now, and that's the art exhibit that we have coming up in May, dealing with bigotry, dealing with gay bashing.
And one of the things, and that's a very, very important project and task to take on for yourself, because I believe that we are all created in the image of God, and I believe that we are all here for a reason, and we must respect every single person. I mean, one of the commandments is love God above all things and serve and love others. And we need to respect other people's way of life. As living is not up to judge, it's not up to us to condemn. We are not the judge. And it's very important. I really, really applaud you for doing this and taking upon yourself. It's huge challenge, and it's a that you're doing. So tell us a little bit more about the exhibit that you're doing with the painting. For the audience that are looking forward to come to your space in May, can you tell us the time, the address, and all the information for people to be able to attend? Exhibit.
We have an art exhibit coming up in June. It's June the 26th, the 27th, 28th, and the 29th of June. It's located in Harlem. It's Hamilton Landmark Galleries, 467 West 144th Street. Landmark Gallery, 467 West 144th Street. Each night that we have a press night, we have a political night, we have a young people night, and this is to get the community and everybody, since we're dealing with a new community in Harlem, to let them know how we stand as artists. We have a lot of artists that's coming in, they're going to do open word, spoken word, we have people going to do paintings, and plus I'm putting on a dynamic art exhibit on work. Like I have an art, I'm doing some work, I have one of my paintings is called Pumping. It's a young man, he's pumping iron in the gym, and it's called Pumping. Then I have another painting that we're dealing with, it's called I Am Tired. It's a young man who had a relationship with a transvestite who had a sex plan, and someone killed him, so he's standing over her. And they say the whole world is against our loves. So we are pushing, we are looking for young talent, young artists, that willing to take the chance and not dealing with issues that affect us today, not what affect us yesterday, but affect us today. And there's so many young people out there that's in that same environment that don't have an outlet to express themselves as an artist. So that's our goal, is to get them out, let them know that the Bible says all things is possible to those who believe. And I believe there's nothing that we can't do. And it's
absolutely
also, love thy neighbor is thyself.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. One of the things that I would love to find out, and how can here in Canada, or even this show is over 34 countries worldwide. We have people listening to us right now live. Thanks so much to listeners. listener that I just spoke to on the background just a little while ago, and many others on the web, on the on social media. So how can we help? How can we assist? What kind of contribution, and how can we support this wonderful project that you are working on?
Well, we have T-shirts. We have T-shirts and we have posters. We have T-shirts which say pumping. On the back of the T-shirt, it has stop gay bashing, stop gay bigotry. We have T-shirts, we have caps, we have posters. And also, we have a movie out called I Can't Stop Loving You. It's on YouTube. Also, you can get in contact with us at Frank W. James, New Wine International, blackboxtheater.com. And also, you can call me 646-477-7831.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And we'll have everyone the links for this all over our social media. On Facebook, right now there is a link. If you are interested in calling us in, asking questions, or perhaps comment, or perhaps even say hello if you know this person, or a suggestion. I mean, love, love interaction, everyone. So the number to call us in is 215-383-5705, 215-383-5705. Everyone, we are still here for another little time. I don't want to post a limit on our conversation here, because this is good stuff. And for all of you that are listening, please take note. This is a wonderful job that Frank William James Jr. is doing, and I assume he's not doing it himself. There is a great group of people that are helping him accomplish this wonderful project, this wonderful goal, and the New Wine International Black Theater. It is they're doing a great job. I mean, I know that there are things like that across the world, but I'm so happy that I was able to promote, to talk to the one of the founders right here at the T-Show. I will need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor. Do not worry, we'll be back. We still have time. Again, the number is 215-383-5705. And less talk. I will be right back, everyone.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467, or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello. Back, everyone. We are back. We are back. We're speaking live. It is 7:30 almost Toronto time, and we are here live. It is the weekend. Yeah, actually, better to me if it's Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I love every single day, and I am very thankful for every single day that I'm able to experience in this wonderful world that our God has created. So, I'm here with Frank Wellington Jr., one of the creators of an amazing place. Wow. I know that there's a couple of places here in Toronto that they have the similar idea. It's actually very personal. You get to talk to the person and go through their experiences, their challenging, and their other struggles. And I asked earlier a question. One of the biggest challenge, you know, to be able to feel the theaters. But I would like to ask another positive question, a turnaround on that. So what would you say, Frank, that are one of the nicest thing or the greatest experience with this project? What are the greatest things that you have experienced?
Well, the greatest thing is because I had I was inspired to paint about three young men. And the three young men, that the reason why I call the painting Pumping is three young men who've been abused. And it is, and their body was in that condition. And also they were getting the medication that had their sex change, but they had no money and they had problems. And what I did was I paint them, and I was talking to two of them, and they were giving me their history, the reason why they feel this way, and the reason why they're pumping iron, and the reason why they're trying to get their body together, because they're tired of people calling them a faggot, tired of people punching them in the face, tired of this. Yeah, so I decided to do a painting called Pumping, and not only doing a painting called Pumping, putting dialogue behind the painting. Yes.
And I'm watching a couple of, I have a website. The website that I have here is nwibbt.com. And there is, it's a beautiful website. Check it out, everyone. We will have those on our social media. Not worry if you just missed the spelling. And I love the pictures that you have here, and the painting is just phenomenal. So, Frank, what would you say that, I mean, you've worked really, really hard. Your group, the project, and a stage right now that you kind of sort of say, I am happy with what I have accomplished, what our group with all the contributors have accomplished. But how do you see it, and what are you thinking? Or let me put it this way, how would you look to a couple of years and the next 2 years? How do you see the theater? What are your dreams for this project?
Well, my dream and how I feel about it is to take the theater all around the world, because there's so many places that young men and women is being killed because of their sexuality. And I was in Jamaica, and I see young men living in sewers. They can't live in the city limits, and that touched me when I was in Jamaica. Then I was in some parts of Bermuda, and I see how young people that's trying to live right, they can't live because they're gay. And I don't classify them as gay. They are human beings. I don't put gay ties. You ask me, am I gay? And no, I'm part of the human family. And what happens, society paint all these pictures and tell me, you're gay, you're homo, this. No, I'm a part of the human family. If you got a problem on how I look or what I do, you got to take it up with God, because God created me in his image. So I always tell people, they ask me, are you gay? Are you this? No. I'm part of the human family, and I'm in the image of God. So you have a problem how I look, how I feel, how I move, how I dress, you got to take it up with my father. My father made me in his image.
And I really admire you, and definitely I am at awe. This challenge, it because it is a big challenge. It is 2019, and we are still discriminating people that because of their sexuality, and we're still bashing and exploiting and mistreating them, and there's so much wrong. And I think we, through what you're doing, and thanks to this venue as well, this platform, the Lizzie T Show, we will try. I mean, we do what we can, one person at a time, and that's really what I believe, one person at a time. And I really admire your courage, because it does take a lot of courage, and I can sense you're very, very passionate about this, and you probably have received a lot of discrimination yourself. because you are part of this project, because you are forward, not you're not tagging people. You're saying that we are all humans. We are all created in the image of God. And I completely support that. I completely appreciate that. And I understand that. And I agree with you. So if you're listening right now, everyone, take this man as an example and follow on his footsteps. We are not here to judge and we are not here to discriminate. That is not our job, everyone. Our job is not to do that. Our job is to love one another, to love our neighbors. And as much as that's why we cannot understand God's love, because he loves everyone. And I want to thank you for this job that you're doing. And we will support you as much as we can sharing your sharing your website, sharing all the information. And I would like to see everyone in New York attending the painting exhibit and filling up the theater. If you are an inspiring musician, a poet, a dancer, an actor, go to this venue and support your fellow friends, because just as much as you need to perform, you also need to be on the other side. You need to be on the audience side. And I think I'm on the right track. Now, I would love to ask you, one of the things that you're saying that you want to see it worldwide, any very moving for you, but any other place in the world that you see this theater going to, Frank?
Yes. If you read the scripture, Jesus told his disciples, go into all the world and preach our gospel. And we have a gospel to preach. Our gospel, we are human beings, and we're tired of being discriminated against. And my whole platform is to go into all the world and support the movement that we are part of the human family. We are not left out the human family. We are part of this family. And anywhere there's hurt about gay bashing, people being killed, we will be there. And if anybody doesn't understand, they can call me on my number I gave to you, and also on my website. The number is 646-477-7831.
Phenomenal. And we will be 150% Frank, you and your team, because I can hear in the background that you have a whole big team there supporting you and cheering you on and, helping you out with this project. Here at the Lizzie T Show, we are 150% supportive of everything that you do. And again, kudos to you and congratulations. This is a big task, but I think God gives a challenging task for the people that actually can handle. And obviously you can. Frank, I can't believe we are running out of time. My goodness, it is. And I love to keep talking to you, and I love to say to the world, follow Frank's and team example for this wonderful job that they're doing. Check out the website. Again, we will have it on our social media as well for you not to miss any of the information. And remember, this show is recorded. So if you just tuned in and if you would like to find out a little bit more, just listen to the recording. Fast for the commercials or the sponsors, and you will more information. But any last word, Frank, for the world out there?
Support the movement. That's the key word. That's our slogan. Support the movement. Stop gay bashing. We are alive and we are part of the human family. And support Stonewall 50th anniversary. That's part of the struggle. For 50 years, that's part of our struggle. And we go past, if you my age, 73, we go past 50 years. I go 73 years struggling with gay bashing. That's why I'm here today to say the movement.
Yes, everyone, support the movement, and we are supporting you 150%. Frank and team, thank you so much for being here, for having the courage for this long. I mean, it's been a long, long time. I didn't realize that you've been doing this. And again, it's 2019, everyone. Come on. We should be changing our attitude. That attitude should have been changed a long time ago. But one day at a time, one person at a time, one Frank Wellington James Jr. at a time. Thank you so much, James and Frank and team, for being here today. I want to wish you and I want to bless you for everything that you do. And God continue with your hands upon your life and everything that you guys are doing for humanity. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We hope to see you in Toronto one day.
For sure. We'd love to have you in Toronto. And that was it, everyone. Frank Wellington James Jr. My goodness, what an inspiration. What a speaker. What about, you know, if you didn't get anything in this show, please, please follow his example. And that is one of the things that I do this show, is to inspire you. And if he did not inspire, I don't know what will. Next up, everyone, we will be having our musical section. We do have a less time today, as we always have. I know I promised to play all the songs, but unfortunately, that guest was a lot more important than this song. However, we have Kaya Miranda. She is a beautiful gospel singer. We had her on the show a year ago, and she brand new solo, and it's called Higher. Love the song. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah. I see a mother at the bus stop making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher. In city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has seen by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary. Temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher. In the city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has seen by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes your way. We gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher. In the city streets full of poverty, and the businessman passing by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher.
Unfortunately, everyone has passed away, and this was submitted by his biggest fan, and that was his mom. And thank you so much for submitting your MP3. She's still working on some of Sean's past music, and we are here to support you so much. Next up, everyone, it will be Sorrento. Sorrento's been one of our biggest supporters throughout the Lizzy T Show for the last 4 years. And Sorrento's has, it looks like every 6 months he has a solo, and he submitted to us first thing. So thank you so much, Sorrento. Let's enjoy it. He's from L.A.
Come over?
It's really not a complicated
complicated situation. Story's been told many times before. Boy meets girl, fixation, flirtation, persuasion, sensation. It happens all the time, all the time. The very first moment is perfect. There's a sudden sparkling in the air. Hard to define or forget the picture in your mind for life. First by second, it's like fading in sunshine. Nothing more magical, charming, supernatural. First by second, so just please, please, please. After the initial anticipation, they both gather their self-control. Start to make some playful conversation. It happens all the time. First by second, it's like fading in sunshine. Nothing more magical, charming, supernatural. First by second. How's the race? Happy, happy ride.
Don't
And that was Stephen Jr. and the song cover of Lately. We still have a couple of more songs to play. And next up is Dejanay and Ashley. And they're both from the States. And thank you so much, everyone, for submitting your MP3. If you do still would like us to play your song, send us at show@lizzyt.com. Show@lizzyt.com.
Chillin' with my crew. Me and you, we could do what you wanna do. Grindin' on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feelin' on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feelin' like it was a goalie. Grippin' on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forth, forth, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, ha.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you love tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party. But the party's here with you. Stick your key into my mission. Let go of all your inhibitions.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?